Recording has started.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the CCWG new GPLD auction proceeds call held on Thursday, the 11th of January, 2018. For today's meeting, attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now?
This is Tripti Sinha from RSAC.
Okay, thank you, Tripti. All right, hearing no more names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Erica Mann. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Julie. Hi, everyone. This is Erica on the call. Wish everybody Happy New Year, and this is not part of your cycle, whatever suits your cultural background. So let's have a look at it, what we have to do today. We have quite an intensive program on our list. So let me just go to point one, or point two, apologies. Any update on the conflict of interest declaration? Somebody wants to make a comment or would love to raise a point or update us about a change in their conflict of interest declaration? No? Okay, then let's move to point three on the agenda. And can we maybe see the work document? So can I maybe just, this is still Erica, maybe remind you about what we have done. So when we parted in this big group in December, at the beginning of December, if I'm correct, we decided that we would have a smaller subgroup of members working on the identifying the best organization. We would love to send the questions and the organization we would identify as the number one we want to have a call with. So we have done this, and Marika will guide you in a second and explain to you the conclusions we came to. So the first thing I love to do, I like to thank all of these members because it was still a huge amount of work and an time of the year, which is not always easy to schedule additional calls. So let me thank them for all their commitment and their work. So we have finalized the list, and we will explain it to you in a second. And we have as well identified the questions which we want to put forward to them. When you look at the list of questions which you will see presented in a second, these are questions which we have identified over the time as a group. Staff always had recorded what kind of questions we thought would be best to put forward. And then we have run through these questions again in the subgroup and over the last few days. Then the leadership team, we have cleaned up some of these questions because there were still some duplication and some of them probably were not even needed to put forward. So we have cleaned the document. So what you see in front of you, it's a review of questions now which went through the subgroup members and then again to the small leadership team. And now we need you again to review this because you might still believe that maybe there are some questions which we haven't put forward, which are important to ask. And we would love to give you time again until next week. Marika and I and Ching, we were thinking about Wednesday next week would be a good time until we would love to get your replies back. Then hopefully we can finalize the work and our staff can send out the question to the experts we have identified. Talking about the experts, you will see in the document there's still many which have no name and no contact details. Please be reminded that all of these names were put forward by you, so we need your help to identify the people you think we should contact. it's pretty useless just to send to an organization, you know, a request for to answer and participate in our questionnaire if we don't have an exact name. So please be so kind and review the list of names and the list of organizations you have provided us with, and be so kind to identify the person you would recommend us to contact. That's it, Marika. Would you want to go through the document in details? Or if you have a general question, somebody, please feel free to raise the question now. Otherwise, I recommend we continue, and Marika will explain the document to you in more detail. Kavus, please. Kavus, can you hear us?
Yes. Do you hear me, please?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, Kavus.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year to all of you. I think the timing of the activities done was not quite a suitable time. On one hand, it was difficult for the small group, a lot of pressure for them to find out the very good work that they have done. We really appreciate very much what they have done at this very particular time of the year. Second, for us as a reader, we didn't have time to go through that, and it requires some time to reflect. But I have one general question. I would like that the name of the small group who made this activity be published as a transparency manner with their affiliations. Who was the member of the team and what are their affiliations? This is number one. And number two, what were the criteria that they used to select these experts or companies, first select companies and second the expert? Expert from the company was automatically the CEO, or they have contacted the company or the enterprise and asked them who is more suitable to reply to these type of questions. Not necessarily always CEO is the best one who replied to that. This is one second point. And the third point, you have some general question in three bullets at the beginning of the document. When you come to that, I have one comment to make. And I thank you very much for that. And I need more time to review the document. It's a heavy document, and I think you have, in a very short time, during January, not be sufficient to do this important job. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. This is Erica. I agree with you. We will put the names on a on record of the members who were part of the small subgroup, of course. Second, please be reminded, we haven't added any name of new organizations, not to my knowledge, and I was participated all in all calls. So these are still the organizations which were provided by all of you. I can't say in a moment who forwarded these names, but this was the large group. This wasn't a small subgroup. The small subgroup really cleaned up, was more the work to clean up the document and not to provide any kind of new recommendations. And if I'm not mistaken, we haven't done this neither. So this is all the work which we have done in the big group and not in the small subgroup. So we will put in the names of the members who joined the subgroup. And second, there's nothing added from this small team. And we will have the time now. We will review the document. You are right to review it from yesterday until today. Time is very short, and it's a quite complicated document as well. So that's why we will take the time today to explain it. And then you still have time until next week, Wednesday, to reply to it. So we're not concluding the work in presenting the document today. Thank you so much, Kavus. Marika, would you be so kind to guide us maybe through the first part first, and then we take a break and have a discussion, and then we come to the questions. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you very much, Erica. So this is Marika. So as Erica already alluded to, the names that were provided that went over quite a bit of time. There was a Google Doc that is still open where a number of you made suggestions of organizations that could or should be approached. To Kavuz's question, I don't think we really kept record of who suggested what, although for some of them I think people did indicate who put it forward. But you know, the group did review then the names and also took some of the names off where they thought it wasn't either appropriate or where there was already sufficient diversity in the group of external experts identified. So basically the approach that the small group took was to first of all take that list of organizations and individuals identified and categorize those along different categories that you see here in the document on the first few pages. So the group felt it was possible to divide that the list in a number of different categories, and they wanted to make sure that you know from each category input would be received so that there would be a good balance of the information provided. So the first category that was identified were advisors or consultants, so those types of organizations that advise others on, for example, how to set up a philanthropic organization and provide advice to organizations in existence. Then secondly, the group identified foundations, small foundations managing less than $50 million. The third category was foundations, large foundations managing more than $50 million. Then we also identified a category of ICANN experts, and I think you're all very familiar with both Sam and Xavier, who have been actively participating in the CCWG. Then we also identified a category of organizations that manage and or distribute government funds. And last but not least, organizations or foundations that are active in an ICANN environment. Again, the idea behind there being to make sure that there would be diversity in responses provided and sufficient expertise available in these different categories. What the small group did then was to look at each of those categories and identify a kind of top expert or an organization where they felt they probably would be either most suitable or able or qualified to also participate in a meeting with the working group, as it wasn't deemed feasible to invite all these organizations and experts to meetings. The small group thought it would be helpful to identify one top expert or organization per category and start there with inviting them to a call in addition to the questions being sent. And again, the questions would go to all the advisors identified, assuming that we'll be able to get a point of contact for each of those. But in addition to that, the top or the first name that you see identified in each category would also be invited to join a meeting so that would allow the CCWG to go more into detail and follow up on some of the answers that will hopefully have been provided in writing. So that's it with regards to the experts identified and the approach taken in categorizing those. The small group does realize that certain cases it may not be possible for the organization that has been identified as the first on the list to participate, so I think they have kept the option open to then go down the list should organizations not be available or not be willing to participate. So then following that, they discussed as well the approach, how to go about and engage these external experts. So the idea is to draft an outreach message that would include some information about ICANN, because the group also realized that quite a few of these organizations or individuals may not be familiar with what ICANN does or what this group is tasked to do. So probably there's a need for a bit of explanation about that. The message to the external experts would also request an indication of any possible conflict of interest. Does the expert or his or her organization, will they be likely to apply for auction proceeds, or would they potentially be interested to partner in one of the mechanisms that are outlined? So at least, if there is an awareness around that is communicated, and the CCWG can factor it into any kind of responses that are received. When we go to the questions, you'll see that the small group has made an attempt to assign each of the questions to either one or more categories. The idea behind that is that as part of the outreach message, we would specifically call out those questions that we definitely think or we definitely would like the external expert to respond to. But at the same time, all the other questions would also be included, but more in the form of an annex, so that if the external expert would be willing and able, they could also provide input to the other questions. But the small group really wanted to focus on the specific questions that they believe are either relevant or where there will be knowledge or information available, that those are the focal point, as we do realize that the list of questions is not short. We further discussed in the small group the time that should be given to these experts to provide responses, and although I think we realize that it's a relatively short time frame, we do hope that a 3-week time frame would be reasonable, recognizing that some flexibility may need to be in place to allow for an extension of that three-week time frame. But the way the schedule is currently set up is that we hope to get your feedback and input at the latest by next week, Wednesday, as Erica previously indicated, following which we would go ahead and start sending out the outreach messages. That would then give everyone hopefully 3 weeks to come back to the CCWG with responses. Then there would be basically a week period in which the CCWG would have time to digest responses, review responses. And then the idea would be that in the week of 19th of February and the week of 26th of February, calls would be scheduled with the one expert from each category. And I think in one case we actually had two, as there was a sense that they would provide some different perspectives, that they would be invited to join a call with the CCWG that would really be focused on asking any clarifying questions that people might have after reviewing the responses, as well as any follow-up questions that might have come out of that review. So that is basically the approach that's being suggested. That the hope is then as well that based on all that feedback that is provided, the CCWG would be able to basically compile an overview of those responses and make an assessment for which of the mechanisms would best meet the criteria that were previously identified by the CCWG as being the most important for selecting a mechanism. So if you then scroll further down, you'll see that under the heading of proposed questions on page 4, there are a number of questions that have been identified as general questions. So basically questions that would apply regardless of which mechanism you would be looking at. I think the idea is that those questions would be shared with all the experts the hope that they would all have an opinion or a view or expertise in regard to these questions. And then if you look further down, you'll see, and this table should look very familiar because it was originally developed as a result of the face-to-face session that the group held at ICANN 60. As you may recall, we had a bit of a brainstorming session where everyone was asked to identify clarifying questions that they would need information on in order to be able to make an assessment or an evaluation of whether a certain mechanism would be desirable or not. So as Erica noted, you know, the small group went through these questions, added and edited as they deemed appropriate, and you are now all requested as well to look at these questions. I think everyone's very cognizant that, you know, this is a bit of a one chance that we have to reach out to these people, so it's really important that, you know, you ask all the questions that you want to ask, as well as making sure that the questions are understandable. And I think from that perspective, it's very important that you read through these and make sure that, you know, we're not speaking in ICMEs. There are no concepts in there that may not be understandable for someone that has not been involved or a part of these conversations. So, again, a second, third, fourth pair of eyes will be very helpful in making sure that you know, the questions are clear, as well as that we've identified all the relevant questions for the different mechanisms to be put forward to the experts identified. As noted, you know, another point where you may or want to provide input on is the categories we've identified and the questions that have been assigned to those categories. You'll know that, you know, for some, quite a few of the questions will likely go to all the categories identified, so it is likely to going to be quite a list that is going to be provided, so hopefully it will be doable for people to respond in the time that has been allocated. But again, if you believe that a certain question has not been assigned to the appropriate category or someone is missing that really should be providing input on that question, do feel free to provide that input as well. I think that's all I have at this stage, so I'll hand it back to Erica.
This is Erica. Thank you so much, Marika, for this comprehensive overview. And please, everybody who is on the on Adobe, please watch that we have a quite intensive discussion on the Adobe chat as well. Glenn is making recommendations and recommending an organization. He put the address forward. Glenn, I was wondering if you would have a name as well, which would be great. It's much easier to contact an organization if we have a name. And Caboose is concerned that we might be not regionally balanced sufficiently. Caboose, we had a long discussion about this topic, and keep in mind, these are only organizations and experts we talk to get some more advice to check if we have something forgotten. They're not influencing us or impacting us in our final decision. They're just there for us, you know, to test if we have thought about everything once we start setting up this fund. But we tried our best. We tried to have a regional perspective in mind, and we tried to have organizations on the list which are either nationally oriented, so that we have some which only operate on a national level, and then we have organizations which are operating on a global level, including developing countries. So we try to be as, you know, in our recommendation, as diverse as possible. But again, keep in mind, these are suggestions from you. So if something is missing, then we all have overlooked something, and it's not just not a small group which set up the names which you find on this list, but this was done by all of us. So I have two, Marilyn first, and then followed by Caboose. Marilyn, please.
Thank you, Erica. Marilyn Jade speaking. I was a member of the small group, so I'd like to respond for 30 seconds on the small group was based on inviting individuals from diverse regions that had particular expertise. And so perhaps we can, and I would certainly volunteer to do this, Erica and Marika, we can just have three or four sentences from each of us who were on the small group to answer the question. So that's my first comment. My second comment is that actually I am a member of the business constituency at ICANN, and our greatest challenge is always decoding what ICANN is. I wonder if a few of us
might help to work with staff on, because I think this raised a question of, do people really, maybe I'm crediting this to you, Caboose, and I apologize if I'm wrong, but do people really understand what ICANN is? What does it do? What does it not do? And, you know, what is this? So maybe we should have a fact, an FAQ, frequently asked questions, and we could work on those together, and that would help our help brief our respondents. Here's the FAQ from all of us. And all of us could contribute to that, and I think it would address most of the questions. I'll just go finally to one.
Can I check with everyone? Have we lost Marilyn? Marika and I lost. Marika, are you back, Marilyn?
Yeah. I was just saying, to Caboose's question, I think we should look at those we've invited and see what countries they cover, and then we can figure out if we have gaps.
Erica on the call. Marika, you want to respond to it? Because we have done a checklist concerning the geographical spread. Marika.
Yeah, thank you, Erica, and this is Marika. It's something I forgot to mention. What you see, actually, if you go back to page one, is that in the table that includes the categories for the different experts, we also started with a checklist. And again, that was to ensure that there would be a fair balance between organizations that would be national, regionally, or globally focused, as well as making sure that there would be an appropriate balance of experience between, you know, small, medium-sized, or large grants projects. I have to say, you know, you see some information there, but it hasn't been completed for all the organizations or experts identified. So, again, as you identify contacts, if you have indeed that information, that would be really helpful as well, and that will then definitely allow us as well to make sure that there's an appropriate balance between you know, the focus of the organization as well as the size of projects or grants that they may cover and work with.
Okay, next on the list is Caboose. Caboose, please.
Yes, Marita. I think we should be neutrally looking into the matter, not in almost optimistically saying that everybody is okay, everybody is faithful, everybody is neutral. No, I don't think so. There is a good appetizer, $355 million, which may go to 500 or may go up. So there should be an important element that these people that you invite, whoever would be, must be very clear from the very beginning that there shall not be any potential fund seeking for this project at all. And that provides a good balance. They should not have any tendency in future to request any applications for the fund from this process at all. In that case, their advice would be neutral. Directly and indirectly, they should accept that as a conflict of interest, as a statement that they and the people that they know working for should be clear that they would not ask for any application at all. So that is one of the important questions. And then you said that developing countries, there might be some big companies going to a developing country and start working there under that country. And that does not mean it is developing country. The fund users mostly, some of them are also developing countries, but not a company established in a developing country. So that is important to distinguish. So I am a little bit doubtful about this. We should be very careful about this company or this consultant and so on and so forth. And this question should be clear that there shall not be any potential fund seeking of this process. And we should have a table of the geographical distribution to see that who is coming from where and in what affiliation and what is the mother companies and so on and so forth. Somebody may be country A, that is a mother company would be country B. associated with country B. So I'm a little bit doubtful that maybe we have a combination of particular country or countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. This is Erica. Caboose, I mean, we have to be realistic as well. We will always miss a country. I mean, I always forget how many countries we have on the globe. So we can only be representative and trying to cover, you know, large regions in the world. And keep in mind, they are only replying to our questions. They have no influence and impact on what we are trying to do. We're just trying to identify if there is something we are missing which we should look into and where we can learn from their experience. The first point you raised is actually a very important one, and we will have to discuss this. And this is a potential conflict of interest because, indeed, there might be some organizations on the list which might want to apply in the future for funding, and they definitely have to make a strong conflict of interest declaration. And if you remember, we had asked Sam Eisner from ICANN to look into this point in particular, and I don't see her in a moment on the list, but I'm pretty sure she will come up with a good proposal how we can handle this. In the moment, we will raise the question in the letter which we will send to them, and we will ask them to provide us information about this point if they are considering to participate in the future, and then we will have, by then, we will have the answer from Sam how we shall deal with such kind of issue. You're absolutely right. We have to be super careful there. Thank you so much for this. Let me go to Alan, and then I go to Peter. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. Alan Greenberg speaking. A couple of points. First of all, on conflict of interest, there is a big difference between someone saying they have no current interest and no plans and being forbidden from applying if they should choose to answer our questions at this point. And I think we need to, I'm not trying to lead the discussion which one way or another, but I think we need to be really, really clear that if by answering the questions, which, as you point out, are there to help us and guide us, they are restricting themselves from ever applying or their organizations from ever applying, I think we need to make that really, really clear. I'm not really sure we want to do that, but that's, if we are going to do that, we need to make it very, very clear. The second is that for a fair number of these organizations, they're not going to apply. They don't apply for funds, but they do partner with people in many cases. And we need to be really clear if we are talking about applying as a recipient or approaching us to say we have an interesting project, it's right up your line, would you like to partner with us in some way or another to, you know, to match funds or to, you know, whatever the issue is. I think that's very different from applying and may well be more aligned with some what some of these groups do. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Erica, again. Thank you, Elena. Two good points. Just to remind us, we have taken in the past, when we approached this topic about conflict of interest, we haven't taken a decision yet if they will be allowed to participate or not. But if I remember it right, we asked Sam Eisner, and she confirmed that she would look into it, what the best policy would be for this. So this is a decision we probably still have to make. With regard to your second part, may they partner with somebody else and then indirectly participate or match funds? That's a different topic. I would love to ask our staff and Marika in particular to put this on a to-do list for us and check with Sam again. That's a point we have to check with her. Peter, please. Peter, can you hear us? Peter? Is he...
Okay, is this better?
Yes, now
okay,
we hear you.
Okay, sorry. Something was wrong with my audio. Hi, Erica. Hi, all. This is Peter Vergota from .be. I would like to thank Hafuz for bringing this up, the point about whether or not the organizations and the people on the document would have to declare not wanting to take benefit from a project or from a specific fund or whatever. But I would like to echo the remarks that Alan made just earlier. We need to be realistic. I was thinking of suggesting the name of a Belgian organization that with whom we work together and that has quite a significant knowledge of the industry where we are working in. And so their experience could be very useful, especially because they are mostly active in a region, in a continent where there is absolute need for funding and for projects. So, but that being said, if I know that there is a remote risk that I would deprive the organization from ever participating in a mechanism to obtain funding, then I'm very reluctant to suggest their name here because I might ruin some opportunities for them. So I would plead that we make a firm decision on the point that Kavuz raised, preferably in the coming weeks and absolutely before we finalize the document that was presented here today, because if we do it the other way around, I think that we will end up in problems. And I don't feel that this group should be making decisions on behalf of the organizations that we seek for giving us advice and insights in their experience. Thank you.
Thank you. I will come back to some points you raised. This is Erica. But I want to ask first, Alan, is this a new hand or an old hand?
This is a new hand with a follow-up.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Erica, based on your summary, you may have misunderstood me or I misunderstood you. I wasn't talking about these organizations partnering with someone else to apply for funds. I was suggesting that there may be opportunities for them to partner with us as equals to go and look for projects in a certain area or in a certain target. That is, they would contribute some money, we would contribute some money to specific types of projects where there's synergy between the two. That was the partnering I was talking about, not them partnering with a third party to come apply for money. Thank you.
Alan, this is Erica. Thank you for clarifying your point. But even in your case, I would say we will have to take not really a decision about this, because there might be all kind of other scenarios and potential models which can cap up how an organization might want to work with this fund or might contribute. It's very hard to imagine at this stage. I think the key decision we will have to take, and Peter was right in saying we have to take this decision before we send out the questionnaire to these experts. So we will have to take the decision until next week, because I really want us to get these questionnaires out, because otherwise we have no work plan anymore and we can't prolong our work endlessly. So if you want to hear my personal opinion would be I would be in favor of a strong interest declaration of conflict of interest. But I think we shouldn't exclude anybody who might want to consider to participate in the future, because the questions we are asking them are questions we are asking many other experts in the same way. So they and I'm very doubtful that the way they will respond to it will be able to impact us in one way or the other. As long as we have a declaration of a potential conflict of interest and they might have and that they like to participate maybe or don't want to exclude a participation, personally, I would be satisfied with this. And we might want to ask some as well, that she looks into the question, the additional points Alan just raised, and maybe she has an idea how we can deal with them once we send out the letter with the attached questionnaire to these experts. Then we can maybe frame it in a way that it makes sense at this stage.
Yeah. Thanks, Erica. One final word. The main gist of what I was saying was not to recommend that we make restrictions or not, but you're right, we do have to make those decisions, but that what if we make any restrictions at all, that we be crystal clear in the solicitation that we are making those restrictions, and by answering them, they are accepting them. That was the main part that I was saying. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. I think I understood you now, and we will discuss this with them as well. I think you're absolutely right. Peter, this is a new hand or an old hand? It's old, huh? Yeah. Caboose, please. I think you have a...
Yes. Sorry, Erica. It was an old hand.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Caboose, please.
Yes, Erica, let me give you a very simple example. Suppose that you have a job to be fulfilled and you employ someone. Do you ask the people who wants to apply for job to write the job qualifications? So they write it in the way that they will be qualified for that. So we should avoid that. The example given that if we make a restriction, we don't receive reply, no problem. Those people who want technically and administratively and legally and faithfully reply to the question, they reply. But those that they reply with the hope that they will get in future benefit from the reply given to us and give a sort of the bias to us, it is better not to reply. So I prefer not to receive any reply from those people who have some future intention to apply for the fund. I don't think that would be the end of the world. We can finally find some way to get out of this situation, but not putting ourselves in hand of the people that they make a trap for us for future. So please kindly be consider the situation. Faithful people would reply from their knowledge, from their understanding. If you want to pay them, pay them. But I don't want that they do something for the future fund and so on and so forth. Restrictions should be there, whether permanent restrictions or restrictions for the first 3 years, first 5 years, first 6 years. At least there should be something to push them to the more or to a more neutral manner to reply. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. This is Erica. I'm just checking who else is on the list. So we don't have any further comments. Caboose, I would just like to add maybe one point to your argument. When you review the names put forward and the organizations put forward, you will see that the closest to ICANN, which have the best expertise about ICANN, might want to apply in the future. So I wouldn't be as, rigid as you are, because otherwise you only get replies from organizations which have no understanding or very little understanding about ICANN. So I think we need both perspectives. But let's not have a discussion today, because we have time to consider this until next week. But we need to take a decision from now until next week about this point. Do we want to exclude any organization and expert who might want to apply for a fund in the future, or are we fine if we have a strong declaration of interest so we can judge their comments in a more insightful way? Marilyn and Caboose again. Please, Marilyn, please.
Thanks, Erica. Marilyn speaking. I think we're debating a non-activity that I'd like us to move past. Frankly, I'm just going to use myself as an example. Today, I do not have a client that will be applying, but I can't forecast that in the future. I'm here because I want to learn from all of these organizations in an educational way. So I propose we have a two-phased approach. We have a firewall. Anyone who wants to help educate us, we're going to listen to them if they meet our criteria. And then we should have a declaration of interest with people who already know what they might do in the future, but we should also have some flexibility to allow someone to post, I don't know yet, so you, because you have not established the criteria. But I think we need to be listening, and Caboose, I'm going to be very direct about this. Right now, I don't think we're listening enough to informed parties who can educate us. Some will respond to our questionnaire, others will not. I'd like us to get the data in and then analyze the data, and I know all of us are committed to getting that data in. So let's have a agreement. We have a clear DOI, and we have also an updated SOI, and we have two phases. And we cut off the, we've listened, we've learned, we've not given anybody any additional favorability. Thanks.
This is Erica. Thank you for your clarifying word. Sam, are you on the call? Can I ask you maybe from your point of view and from your oversight and how to handle conflict of interest issue from a legal point of view, would you like to comment on it? Or is it too early and you would like to reflect more?
This is Sam Eisner from ICANN Legal. I would like to reflect more, and I really appreciate the fact that the conversation's been raised. I'll take this back and come back to the group. But, you know, when I look at the questions that have been posed for the experts, they are very general. And I think there's – I do have a question about how much specific knowledge is required about ICANN to have an expert come in and give us best practices and answer the questions from a very neutral best practice view. And I think that we don't need to look for people who are versed in ICANN or gain a really big understanding of ICANN. I think, you know, the situation itself can be very neutrally explained, and so there might not be a need to tap into people who are well-versed in the ICANN system, and that might actually serve the group better for getting a much more agnostic point of view on this. So that's just one of my initial reactions, but I'll take it back and see if we can get some better guidance and a recommendation to you guys on guidelines to give to the experts. And I think we're going to have to be very careful when we communicate with them about it's more so the CCWG process, I think, that people need to get some input on so that when we're reaching out to these experts, they understand we're not trying to engage with them or ask them to actually take any funds under management, but that it's really an information gathering exercise for the benefit of the community. So I'll be coming back to the group. And Erica, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm done with my intervention.
Oh, apologies, I was on mute. Sam, thank you so much. This is Erica. I was just saying it would be good if we can find a way of taking the decision by next week. I really don't want to postpone this much longer. So your help and your support in looking into this would be greatly appreciated, and any advice you can give us. I wouldn't want, personally, I think it's not helpful to exclude somebody who potentially might want to participate in the future, because as you rightly said, these questions are very neutral. And once we have a declaration of their potential interest, I can't see anybody from us, you know, will be impacted by their answers. And take, for example, Nominate, which we have on the list. It's good to hear from them and to exclude them because they might potentially participate. I would see might be maybe problematic too. But I take your point. In a moment, I see the comments more in favor of staying open with the exception from Cavus. But we have to find a way how we can take the decision together until next week. Cavus, is this a new hand or an old hand?
Yeah, it is a new hand. Listen, Erica, people know me. I have no interest. I am not connected to any organization and so on and so forth. Totally neutral. But some of the people participating, they have not been in other activities, ICANN, and all of a sudden coming super active in your group because of these appetizers. So, but I have been in all groups. I have no interest. I have not talked about total exclusion. You may have exclusion for the first 6 years. You may have exclusion on the condition that your company, enterprise, may be excluded from applying for a fund depending on the application type and the relation of that application with the advice you have given. We should make it clear for them. So there are different colors between black and white. We could try to find some qualifiers. Second, I want to reply to one of our colleagues, is that we'll be educated. I'm sorry, I don't educate anyone, and I don't want to be educated. The information sharing principle, we share our information. We are not educating each other. We exchange the information, share the information, but not education. This is not in a school. So I don't understand that people think that we'll be educated. By whom educated? Put something on a qualifier that maybe so on and so forth, depending type of the application and relation of the application with the advice was given. So I don't want that the people prepare ground for themselves in the next 2 years or 3 years apply for the big or a small part of this job. So please don't put me at Kabul is the only one. This is the reality. This is the fact. And we have to reflect on this fact. Thank you.
Cavus, thank you. Erika, thank you for clarifying your point because I think we're much closer to together as a group than I originally understood. So your comments were very helpful. Your last comments, Cavus, thank you so much for this. Sam, you are so kind and you come back to us with some kind of consideration you make from a purely legal point of view, so that we have taken all aspects into consideration before taking this decision. But I think as a group, we can summarize in a moment that the majority of people would accept that organization would be able to participate, who potentially might want to consider in the future to request fund under certain strict conditions. Many of them were mentioned today, and we have them on the protocol. I'm not replying them now, but we will have to, by email then, to confirm this. Once we have seen what Sam is sending us, we will have to confirm this by email exchange next week. Marika, we can handle this by email, huh? Can we? Yes. Marika is giving confirmation we can do this. So I'm watching, I think we have an agreement here. So please, when you review this list, please be so kind to do the following. First, look at the experts we have selected and the organization which we would love to have on the call. So the call this group is going to have with these different experts. So please just have a look. It's always the first organization and the first name which shows up on the list, on the different categories which we have identified and the ones Marika presented. And then all of the other names, we will just send them the question that it will not be on the call, but we will ask them to reply. Please review the names on the list of the organization, and if you have a contact detail, please send us the contact details. so that we have a person we can identify clearly. Glenn, thank you so much for having done this already. And I saw, I think it was Carolina, she mentioned three or four organizations where she has the concrete, and she sent it already. Thank you so much for this, Carolina. If there is something really important missing when you review this, please be so kind to put this on the list or send it by email to Marika so we can add this. Caboose, if there's somebody which you have a particular where you believe it's really important for a particular part of our regions around the globe, please be so kind to review the list as well and to send us recommendation. So, Marika, can we go to the questions now? Can you maybe present the question and explain how we handle this, the document? You need to.
Yeah,
I think just again, the, how we set up the document, how we identify the question. We don't go through the questions one by one. You have time to do this home, but just maybe the structure and how we want to send out the question to the experts.
Yeah, this is Marika. So as I noted before, so basically for each mechanism, a number of questions have been identified. Similarly, a number of general questions have been identified that apply to overall apply regardless of which mechanism you may have in mind. So the idea would be to send the general questions as well as the different questions that have been identified for each of the mechanisms for each category to the experts that have been identified for each category. So again, as I said before, the idea is as there are quite a few questions on the list, and you know, we do plan to send the experts an annex with all the questions so they also have a complete overview of all the questions that are being asked. We aim to pull out those questions that have been deemed specifically relevant for a certain category of experts to make sure that they focus on those specific questions, and if they have time left, they can of course also respond to any other questions that are on the list. So I think that is the approach that's being proposed.
Thank you so much, Marika. Erika on the phone. I hope this is pretty straightforward. I think the questions are quite general. We haven't gone into any areas which are problematic or which are only understandable by ICANN people. And we hope we can get some insight more in how other organizations handled a similar fund. And we don't want to hear anything from them, how they judge what we are planning to do. It's just and that's the way we identified these questions. So if you would be so kind to review them, see if you feel comfortable with them. There's nothing new you will find. It's cleaned up versions of the questions which you have seen many times. Sometimes we have turned them around in the document, so some may show up in a different order, but we haven't, and we have cleared the language. Sometimes questions were very hard to be understandable, so we have cleared them up as well. But that's all we have done. So please look at the questions, see if you can support these questions so that we can get them out as soon as possible. Please keep in mind, and Marilyn mentioned this rightly so, the letter will give some explanation as well about what ICANN is, how ICANN functions, will explain a bit about the core values and the mission statement and the bylaws. We will not go into detail, but just to explain to the people we are talking to in the future some of the background and some of the gating environments we have to take into consideration. But again, keep in mind, for most funds, this is typical. Most funds have some have goals they have to achieve, and they have prohibitions in areas where they can't invest. So they will understand our mission-driven and bylaw-driven environment pretty fast and pretty well. So I wouldn't worry too much about it, but we have to explain it. So they have to understand that we are not completely free investing in everything, but that we do have some kind of constraints. Ching, would you want to add something, or Marilyn, or somebody from the small group, Wanda, somebody else maybe who would want to add something, Olga? No? Okay. Caboose, sorry, apologies, I didn't see you.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
This is the question that I raised before. I would like to know, I thank the group that made the effort for finding these people. I would like to know whether they had any criteria to find out the organizations, enterprises, or institutions they can do this job. What were the criteria that they used, or you just look into a list of somewhere? I can go to the Google, but to find the list and so on and so forth. I can go to the other sources, or there were some criteria. We'd be happy if, in addition to the name of the people that you put it on the chat or on the record, you put it in the document directly, also putting the criteria of selecting these companies or these people. And my early question is that selecting institution A does not mean that the CEO of that institution is the best person. We should leave it to that organization to find the best expert to come. And the last issue is that when we talk about the call, I would like to point out that we don't want that the people participate in the call and dominate the whole session by their speech. I have a very bitter experience of the CCWG accountability, that the experts took a lot of time explaining and converting the session to a sort of the lectures and so on and so forth. There should be limitation of what they want to say, and then they should not dominate the whole discussion. This is an important issue, should be taken into account. Thank you.
This is Erica Caboos. Again, thank you for your advice. I think we will be very cautious and very careful. Keep in mind as well, these are not experts in the traditional sense of experts. We are only asking them for ourselves, and this was the word Marilyn then took, educate, just for ourselves to find the right path and not to have forgotten something. Because keep in mind, this is a new fund. And like all new funds, you have to learn from those which are already on the market. And this is all we try to do. So don't take I wouldn't take the word experts in the sense that we want them to talk on the call the whole time. But your caution, so we have taken this into consideration. So can you do this until, is this feasible for everybody to ask? To review this until next week, Wednesday, is this something you feel comfortable with? From your silence, I take this as a yes, because I'm pretty sure if you couldn't do this, you would already all scream. So let's take the Wednesday later, I would say, Marika, huh? Yeah, so very late, so that California time. It's maybe probably the best time, very late in the evening, and then we can, in the smaller team, the leadership team, we can review your points, and then again can make a recommendation how we carry this forward. In the meantime, we will get a response back by some as well. So some is looking more at the more tricky part of the legal question: shall they participate, those which might have a conflict in the future, and how would the wording of a potential conflict of interest declaration could look like. Maybe it would be good, Sam, if we could see this from your end as well, so that we then take a decision in this group, we can take an informed decision. And then we will take, ideally until the end of next week, as well a decision about, and we will do this by email, but we will take a decision about the question whether they shall be allowed to participate or they shall not be allowed to participate if they have a conflict of interest. So If there is no further point to discuss here, I would and then please be so kind. We are now looking at the work plan, and I want to keep this quite short because I like us as well to talk a little bit about ICANN 61 and about our planning. So the work plan we changed a bit because we need to get a little bit of more time. And Marika, would you be so kind to explain the work plan document?
Sure, Erica. So what you see up on the screen, which was also circulated to together with the agenda, is an updated version of the work plan, which factors in the timeline that has been proposed with regards to outreach to the external experts. So if you look at page 5 of the document, that's where you see where we're basically currently at. The idea or the hope is that by the end of next week, we'll be able to start sending outreach messages to the external experts. You know, I do know that there's still, of course, input and comments that we expect to receive from you all, input we receive from SAM. So, of course, there is a potential that further conversation may be needed, but at this stage we're hoping that by the end of next week we have clear guidance and direction on how to move forward. So we would start sending out the outreach messages. We have potentially here a call on the 25th of January, which in principle is scheduled, but that is dependent on feedback from Xavier and Sam, and they may need to think about it and look at the questions to see whether they would potentially be ready to have a conversation with the group in regards to the questions that have been identified specifically for them during that meeting. I do want to say up front that, of course, it's relatively little time, and I know especially Xavier is probably tied up on a lot of work in relation to preparing the budget document. So I think that meeting for now is tentative, and we just need to wait and see until we get their feedback to see if it's feasible to go ahead with that call or not. And then there's another meeting that was in principle scheduled for the 8th of February, but the proposal is to cancel that meeting. And then there would be a pretty intense two-week period during which we would try to schedule all the calls with the different experts. Again, of course, this is dependent on the availability of the experts and our ability to identify sufficient slots to have these calls. That would then basically take us up to the week of the 5th of March, which takes us straight up until to ICANN 61. So that basically would give the leadership team relatively little time, but hopefully sufficient time, as, of course, some thinking and work can be done in parallel to summarize the input obtained and identify, you know, whether there are any gaps or further follow-up that may be needed, as well as prepare for the discussions at ICANN 61, both the face-to-face meeting as well as the community session that is being planned. So again, as that pushes out our timeline a bit, as you may recall, the latest version had foreseen that shortly after ICANN 61, we might be in a position to publish an initial report for public comment. This actually now gets pushed out a bit further. The hope is, though, that, you know, if indeed all the input is provided by experts by ICANN 61, it will allow the CCWT to really review and digest that information and hopefully make a determination with regards to which of the mechanisms shows the most potential to meet the expectations and criteria that were set, as well as meeting legal and fiduciary constraints, so that one model or two models, regardless of depending on what comes out of that conversation, could then be further worked out in detail through the different charter questions that will need to be answered. So the hope is, and again, this is, of course, still a pretty tight deadline and you know, dependent on your input and participation and engagement in the conversations, both on the calls and the mailing list,
The hope is that that would take the working group to ICANN 62, where we would hopefully be able to present the initial report and publish in, that in conjunction for public comment. So that is what is currently being proposed based on the proposed timeline with regards to outreach to external experts. And again, of course, there are some caveats here and you know, dependencies which may require further changes further down the road, but this is at the moment the timeline we would propose to work against.
Thank you, Marika. This is Erica. Caboose, do you have a comment? Was this an old hand?
Yes, I have a comment. This is a very ambitious plan. I hope that we can reach that. But I have a general question to raise. Suppose that we finalize the questions that we want to send out to these people. There would be, should be an introductory part of that. What is the subject? Based on this question of race. So not all of the enterprises, companies, institutions are familiar what the situation is, just asking the question. But you should have some introductory part, one or two pages, explaining what was the basis that we come up with this sort of the actions that we ask external organization, institution to give consultancy to us or give advice to us or share the views with us. So where is those two or three pages? I don't think that we should have a 10-page of the introduction, but at least should be some introductory part. Based on that, the following question are raised. So who prepares that and where that text is? Thank you.
This is Erica. Thank you, Caboose. We discussed this before, but you're absolutely right. Other colleagues mentioned this today as well. We will have an explanatory statement before. Of course, the expert, they need to understand what the background is, why we are asking these questions. I mean, the primary goal is it's a new fund which has a quite limited potential outreach, and so we will explain what ICANN is, and we will give a short background about why the money was raised, why the money is there, et cetera, et cetera. So we will do this. You're absolutely right. The team, the staff will work on a document, and as soon as the document is ready, maybe it's already ready by the end of next week, we can distribute the draft, and then this group will start working, will review the draft by email, and then we will hopefully have it relatively soon ready so we can send it out together with the question. So if there is no further point, please review the work plan. Just be aware we will need a little bit more time, unfortunately, but I hope we will all come to a good end this whole exercise. Then let's have a look. Marilyn, would you want to on this point or another one? Marilyn, please.
Yes, I'm not sure if it's this point or later. When I looked at the work plan, we have the face-to-face meeting in March, and I'm just trying to figure out, do we have our public event also on this schedule?
This is Erica. I did not understand the last part of your sentence.
Sorry. We have our face-to-face meeting, which is a working session, but I didn't see our public event, which I thought we were committed to during the ICANN meeting.
Yes. So this is Erica. We move now to the ICANN 61 planning. Marilyn was already moving one step further, and I think we concluded the discussion about the work plan. Just please have a look. And Marilyn identified that there might be one topic missing about ICANN 61. Marika will explain to you in a second how we are planning our sessions in Puerto Rico. So there are two meetings we are going to have there. There's one CCWG auction proceed meeting in this group, which will be a public meeting as well, so others are invited, but it's our team. And then we do have a real public meeting, one meeting is, if I'm not mistaken, is on Sunday, and the other one is on the Thursday. But Marika, you can explain this much better, please.
Thank you, Eric. And Marilyn, this is Marika. And Marilyn, just to explain, I think, why you don't see it on the work plan really focuses on our working meetings and not necessarily kind of outreach or public sessions, although I can definitely add it to avoid any confusion in that regard. As Erica noted, we're currently planning, and I do have to say it's still tentative because, of course, discussions with regards to the schedule are still ongoing, and changes may need to be made to accommodate or avoid conflicts. But what is currently being planned is to have a 90-minute session at the end of Sunday. As you may recall, we had a poll to see whether Saturday or Sunday would be better suited for the CCWG members and participants, and as a result of that, we found that Sunday seemed to be working better. So a slot is being requested for a Sunday afternoon to have a face-to-face session, and then another slot is being requested for Thursday morning, again a 90-minute slot, have a public consultation, and I guess we probably need to see a bit closer to the date how that session will look or what we'll be focusing on, as to a certain extent it will, of course, depend as well on the feedback that will have been received by date. But, of course, there are already a number of work products that the group has produced with regards to objectives, examples. There will definitely be some items that can be presented and discussed. And again, there may also be specific questions that the group may want to put forward at that stage for discussion and conversation. So that is what is being planned at this stage. As I said, that's still tentative as we're waiting the scheduling process to complete and make sure that everything fits together. But hopefully we'll be able to stick with those two meetings.
Ellen, please.
Thank you. Sorry, I had to step away for a moment while Marika was talking. What day is the public consultation scheduled?
Thursday morning at this point in time, and I believe it's the first slot of the day, which I believe is the 8:30 to 10:15.
Okay, thank you. What I was told by our staff people was it was supposed to be Tuesday, which didn't make any sense at all since that's constituency day, so I'm glad to hear it is Thursday. Thank you.
Yes, definitely not Tuesday.
Do we have some other comments with regard to the ICANN 61? We will talk about how we will present this at the public meeting. We will take some time to talk about it, and I'm pretty sure we will do it in a way that many of us can be can participate in the presentation. But is there any other aspect you would love to discuss or add to the ICANN 61 debate? No? Okay. Then we're coming to the end of the our meeting today, and we have to confirm our next steps and our next meeting. So the next steps, I think we discussed, it's the review of this document, which we need, which we are waiting to hear back from you until late California time on Wednesday next week. We are waiting to get reply back and recommendations from some, and then we will take a decision whether companies or organizations shall be included who potentially want to participate in funds in the future. But we will postpone this discussion until we have seen something from SAM, but we have pretty much an understanding about it. I think we reached today. Anything else we have to discuss, Marika?
No, this is Marika. I think just keep your eyes out. For now, we'll go ahead and confirm the meeting for, let me just check, what is that, the 25th of January, just so you have it on your calendars, but it may get cancelled depending on the availability of Sam and Xavier to participate in that meeting, or be ready and prepared at that point in time.
Okay. Happy New Year again to everybody, and have a good rest of the week. Thank you so much. Julie, back to you.
Thank you, Erica. Today's meeting has been adjourned. Dennis, can you please stop the recording? And everyone can disconnect your lines. Hope you have a good rest of the day.